You're listening to your good news station, WCNO Palm City.
You're at the bottom
of the barrel. You come to the end of yourself.
Right.
Second, third time in prison now.
Right.
This is it.
Yeah, this should be the worst time. And in this moment, it's the freest,
you feel wealthy inside.
The best I'd ever felt in my entire life.
Oh my word.
So that was just it. And so from that day on till this day today, I have never, not been in the Word or in prayer.
Okay.
Or
now this was how many years ago now? 2-3 years ago?
So this was like three and a half years
ago. So what happens? How come you're not still in jail for all this stuff?
Well, so my public defender ends up giving me a deal for like 2 years flat.
Oh boy.
Now I'm supposed to have a couple more years of probation too. So I'm looking at like 2 years flat with like 4 years of probation.
That means stuck in Alaska.
Well, there's something called the Interstate Compact.
Oh, okay.
That allows you.
So are you still on probation now or no?
No, I'm not. So that's
my God.
That's another good part of the testimony though. So I go right to a halfway house because after you're in jail for a certain amount of time, you're eligible.
How long did you go in? Of the 2 years.
So I was in the jail for 8 months and then I had to do 8 or 9 months at the halfway house. So while I'm at the halfway house.
Well, that's not bad.
Right. So when I'm in jail.
Yeah.
I build a relationship with the chaplain. So like I'm going in there and I'm just telling him about like how I'm having these radical encounters with I'm hearing from God. I'm, I know that there's a purpose for my life.
This is the counselor or this is
who?
Yeah,
the chaplain.
Oh, chaplain. Yeah. So he's not thinking you're a nut because of this.
No, he's like.
Great.
Cheer me
up. Go ahead. So what happens?
So he starts calling me down to his office just so I can play the guitar. So just so that I can get my hands on a guitar again.
Yeah.
I tell him I love playing guitar. So this love playing time still going on, and they're not letting churches come in.
Oh.
So the chaplain and I start holding church services in the gym because we're already in there.
Just
so.
The two of you? Or?
Just the two of us. So he would do I would do a little bit of worship, five songs, same five songs every week, just whatever he had printed me out, and just the basic songs. I mean, and it was nothing special.
Yeah.
But here there's 20, 30, sometimes 40 guys coming in, and they're, worshiping the Lord, praising and worshiping the Lord. And then he would deliver a little message, and that's it. But all of a sudden, there was my purpose. I was getting up out of bed every day ready to, my meetings with him where we're setting up what we were going to do for these little church services. And then I'd go set up the whole gym. I'd set up the PA and all this stuff. And I have my guitar. And, I mean, it was like I was living life.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't in jail. I felt like I was free. I mean, they would just buzz me. They would just let me. I, like, walked freely around the whole place. Like, because I was just the guy who set up for church. They're just buzzing me out, letting me go. I'm like, it was wild. So now I go to the halfway house, and there's a guy named Dave from a local church that would come in. He's been coming into this halfway house for 10 years and just playing every Friday. So I listen to them, and I'm like, hey, when I can do passes, I want to go play on your worship team. So he goes, sure. You just come on over, and then we'll do it. So I go. I end up playing with him the whole time that I'm at the halfway house. So every time I would go to.
And where's this halfway house?
In Fairbanks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'd go to church services. I would go to the rehearsal during the week, and then I'd do the church service on Sunday with them. And so this was like a little training ground for me to learn what it means. I had never played on a worship team or done anything like that. So now I get to spend this time up there with a guy. He's like 75. He's been doing it his whole life.
Yeah.
And he gets to kind of – I learn all this new music, and I get all this time up on a platform at a church, and I get –
You're being prepped for the future.
Being prepped for the future.
And then what happens next?
So then my interstate compact gets approved, which means I get to transfer my probation to Florida.
Where's the daughter and the baby now?
So what happened is the daughter was with the woman that I told you about.
Oh, okay.
That's where she is now. My ex's sister
came
and picked her up from Indiana and brought her back there. And so she's been there this whole time.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, my ex has gone on to have a kid with another guy and stuff all in the meantime. So
you come back down here.
So I come back down here. I have to stay with my mom on probation, so I have to have a stable residence and stuff. And she lives right down the street from the mall. And so I start going to Oceans.
Oh, in Vero Beach, Florida. Mm-hmm. You start going to Oceans Unite, and that's out at the mall.
Mm-hmm. And so I remember telling my mom, I was like, look, I just want to go be a congregation member and just go, you know, go sing the songs and be out there and hear the word. That's it. I'm not going to try to be on a worship team or anything. Like, it's not time for that right now.
What happens? You got to watch out with that Pastor Alex.
Yeah, so
he called this complete unknown. She hadn't even ever played a piano and says, you have the anointing to be in music. And she was great. What was her name? I forget. Cheyenne. Amazing.
Yep.
He called that out of the blue.
Right. So I go, okay, well, I can't sit around and do nothing, right? So I'm like, well, maybe I could just volunteer or serve one way or another. So I start serving on the soundboard. So my first weekend, I'm going to serve on the soundboard. I go up.
Working with Pastor James, or what's his name? The guy from Cuba, the doctor who came.
Oh, Pastor William.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's tech, I'm doing the soundboard, but I go up to Pastor Alex, and I'd never really talked to him. So this was just an opportunity for me to, you know, say hi. I said, hey, I'm excited. I'm going to be working on the soundboard this weekend for your services. He goes, yeah, you're not going to be doing that long. I go, what do you mean? He goes, I've already seen what you're going to be doing. He's like, you're going to have a guitar in your hand. And you're going to be up there leading.
And he saw this in the spirit.
Yeah.
This guy's a prophet.
He's never seen me hold a guitar. He's never heard me sing.
That's amazing. That's the second time he did that.
Standing there with my mom, and it's at like the chili cook-off or something. So I'm just going up to him, hoping to have a friendly conversation.
Yeah.
And he just drops this on me.
Oh, my word.
So I do the sound thing for
He had a dream about another couple that were going to divorce that day. He has a dream the night before. So does the guy and they're reconciling. It's the most beautiful marriage anyway.
Yeah. So
you probably know who I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah, so just like that, I know what I'm supposed to be doing. So I'm in
a Wednesday. He calls you out.
Just like that.
Knows nothing about you.
Yep. So in the time that it takes for me to continue to be at the church and be like a full-time member and everything so that I can understand what the church is all about, for him to justify putting me up on the platform. Because he's still, you know, there's still order. And there's still, as much, he saw that, but he knew there was still going to be a time period where before I could go up there. I'd only been going for a month or two. He's not just going to throw me up on the platform.
Yeah, yeah.
So in that waiting period, I'm going to a U group, you know, the weekly small groups that we do. And my U group leader, the group that I get put in, is the husband of the worship leader.
Really?
And he asked me, and now keep in mind, I told him I played a little guitar. He goes, hey, well, how about you just start bringing your guitar and you can do the worship for our U group? Just like pick three songs and it'll be great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I do that every week for 5 months.
Okay.
Training ground, once again. So halfway through it, the worship leader, his wife, comes home, sees one of my printout sheets, because I would make lyric sheets, you know, for everybody so they would have lyrics for the songs. And she sees the set and she goes, Could you do this right now for me? Could you play it for me right now?
Yeah.
And I go, of course, let's do it. Yeah. So next, we're at the end of the U group, and I'm playing through the songs again, and we're just worshiping the Lord. She's there to see it, and so then I do the E course like 3 weeks later, and then I'm up on the platform, worshiping the Lord for this church that's six times the size of the church that I was at in Fairbanks, and then so now about a year goes by, I get married.
Now, when did you begin working officially under getting paid by the church?
That's where I'm going. So a year later, so like from October to October.
So you're doing this for no pay at this point.
Right.
How are you making a living?
First, I was working at a metal fabrication shop.
Okay.
Building like car suspensions and stuff for like drag race cars. And then I'm working at a place called Gator Lumber.
Okay.
Gator Building Supply, which is a great... They were really awesome to me.
Okay.
So then I get contacted.
We have very little time, like 3 minutes.
Then I get contacted by Pastor Alex.
Yeah.
And he just says, I want you to consider coming here full time, working here full time. And I say, there's nothing to consider.
I'm in.
I was like, that's it. I mean, I went to school to be a music teacher, to be a music director.
Yeah. When are we going to hear that horn, man?
Now I have a couple felonies. But the jaw thing. Now I have a couple felonies, so I'm never going to be able to teach in a school. How am I ever going to direct music? How am I ever going to do it? And the Lord says, this is how you're going to do it. So now I'm the music director of this incredible, flourishing, growing church. And I have these amazing musicians that I get to work with. A congregation that loves to praise and worship the Lord. And a pastor Pastor Alex and Pastor Naomi, who are our biggest fans and want the worship team to do well and to grow. And, I mean, they have visions for orchestras and huge choirs and... You know, this is just the beginning of something so huge. And I could have never ever imagine.
And have you ever heard a guest speaker or the singer there? No. I tell you what, he came in here and heard my song. He has no idea of my past, no idea that I recorded at Bill Gaither's studio, no idea that I'm anointed by the Lord.
Yes.
And that's a fact. For the music, and he comes in here and says, you've got to come on Easter and sing this song a couple of years ago. I said, I don't sing in churches anymore. And that little girl we just mentioned that he called out, she learned, we couldn't find my tape. Well, I can't do my tape without my strings and my oboes and my French horns and the whole orchestra. So we can't do it. We can't find it. So, well, she does it on the piano. It was the best rendition ever. And it was anointed of God.
Amazing.
I mean, it's just, and that guy never has anybody as a guest singer there. And so how did he do? He did the same thing with you when I got born again. Same thing.
Yeah.
Within 2 weeks, I was invited to this this Bible study, and they asked me to lead in singing. Day that the Lord has made, that the Lord.
Yeah. But you know what? We were faithful with the little bit that the Lord had given us.
Yeah.
I mean, just the weekly things at the jail and all that. I mean, I put my whole heart into it. And now, you know, I'm scheduling 12 songs a week and leading prayers. You know, I'm doing more than I could have ever imagined I'd be able to do. And I know that it's not in my strength. You know, it's in His.
So. Simply, and you got married.
Yeah, I got married.
And I met your wife. She's a cutie little thing.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
And she does. She's not musical or anything like that at all. So she balances me out perfectly.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be the center of attention.
She's great. She's.
Well, I tell you what. So, and of course, it's a very important ministry because in some of these mega or big churches like this one you're at, you got to be careful not to reflect the glory back, like almost putting a mirror up in front of yourself and make sure it goes back up to heaven. Because me being a man of ego, it's very hard to go, no. If they're seeing me, then I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing, right? If they're seeing you.
It's a huge consideration in how we choose our songs and stuff. It's to glorify the Lord, and it's supposed to be, you know, singing to the Lord.
Yeah.
And it's not supposed to be all about what the Lord's done. I mean, it's important that we tell our testimony, right? And we say what the Lord has done for us.
Look what you've done.
But not so much, I'm having a bad day.
The
Lord makes my day better, you know.
Majesty, worship His majesty.
Yes, He is
Joey.
Worthy.
Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
We'll have to have you back in the future. I feel a sense of the Spirit of the Lord, and God bless you, be with you, make His face to shine upon you, and may you be part of harvesting many souls out there, all right?
Amen.
Joey, God bless.
God bless you.
Who loves you? Hey, God does up above. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
We'd like to thank Center for Advanced Eye Care, Dr. Mallon, Center for Advanced Eye Care with offices in Fort Pierce and in Vero Beach. Thank you for supporting It's a New Day.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause & Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause & Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy saving agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause & Crane, the oldest trained air conditioning service specialist in South Florida, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.